Glory be to the name of the Lord. We thank God because we are able to make it to this month of November. Today is the second day of the month of November, year 2021. And I want to use this platform to say Happy New Month to every one of us. Those who are listening to us from near and far, God bless you in Jesus' name. At this month, God shall overshadow your family with protection. God shall give you accelerated progress. You shall have all-round blessing and joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimony and joyful laughter shall be your portion this month in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will move from grace to grace, from power to power. The glory of God shall cover your life. The mercy of God shall not depart from you. You will enjoy the glory of God in a new way. You shall live long. Nobody listening to us will expire before his time. The mercy of God shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all of us that this month shall be a month of wonderful testimony. It shall be a month of lifting. It shall be a month of promotion. It shall be a month of enlargement. It shall be a month of increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Happy New Month to everybody again. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, this is prophetic broadcast. And this program comes between the hour of 12 to 1 a.m. It's I prophetic and deliverance broadcast. God has been using this broadcast to bless the life of people. God has been using this broadcast to break the yoke in the life of people. And many, many people have been giving testimony because of the finger of God in operation. We thank God. We thank the Lord for what he has been doing. We thank the Lord for what he's going to do. We thank the Lord for his mercy. We thank the Lord for his grace. And we pray that God will do more in our lives in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord. Just thank the name of the Lord. So worship the Lord. Magnify him. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need to say thank you, Jesus, 14 times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, we are happy. We thank you for the protection, for your guide over our lives, and we appreciate you. May your name be exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, right away now, I want you to believe God. I want you to know that this month is your month. I want you to know that this month is the month that God will give you good, great testimony. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, you, the month of November, speak good things into my life in the name of Jesus. You, the month of November, speak good things into my life in the name of Jesus. You, the month of November, speak good things into my life in the name of Jesus. You, the month of November, speak good things into my life in Jesus' name. Pray, say, you, the month of November, promote my destiny in the name of Jesus. You, the month of November, promote my destiny in the name of Jesus. You, the month of November, promote my destiny in the name of Jesus. You, the month of November, promote my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray, every blessing in the month of November, become my portion in the name of Jesus. Every blessing in the month of November, become my portion in the name of Jesus. Every blessing in the month of November, become my portion in the name of Jesus. Every blessing in the month of November, become my portion in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every evil conspiracy against my life in this month of November, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy against my life in this month of November, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy against my life in this month of November, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy against my life in this month of November, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy against my life in this month of November, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy against my life in this month of November, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy against my life in this month of November, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Aha. Say, every evil decision against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision against my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision against my destiny, scatter by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision against my destiny, scatter by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision against my destiny, scatter by fire, in Jesus' name we pray. Evil agenda against me and my family, scatter in the name of Jesus. Evil agenda against me and my family, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil agenda against me and my family, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil agenda against me and my family, scatter by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Evil plan against my life, in the name of Jesus. Evil plan against my life, in the name of Jesus. Evil plan against my life, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, I want to pray for you now. And as I begin to pray for you, every sickness and infirmity in your body shall disappear. I stand upon the unbroken word of the Lord Jesus Christ. I stand upon the blood of Jesus. I decree into your life, every sickness hiding in your body, I command the yoke of that sickness to be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, in the name of Jesus. The arrow fired against your destiny shall go back to the sender. Every decision taken against your destiny in the coven, I command that decision to scatter, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power assigned to waste your life, that power shall be wasted. The power shall be wasted. The power shall be wasted. The power shall be wasted, in the name of Jesus Christ. Arrow fire into your blood to make you sick, that arrow shall go back to the sender. Shall go back to the sender, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every conclusion in the coven of darkness to bury your glory, I command that very plan to scatter. Scatter, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. Beloved, from today, I'll be starting a new topic. And I want you to flow with us and pray very well. I'll be talking on affliction must expire. Affliction must expire. Affliction must expire. In Psalm number 34, verse 19 to 20. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. No matter what you are passing through now, there is a confidence in the scripture that you shall be delivered. No matter the situation of your life now, there is a confidence in the scripture that you shall be set free. No matter the rage of the battle, there is a confidence in the scripture that you shall be liberated. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, none of them is broken. God has promised that he's going to keep you in this situation. God has promised that he will not allow that affliction to destroy your destiny. God has promised that he's going to really fight for you. I speak right from that scripture that every affliction against your destiny shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Affliction must expire. What is affliction? Affliction is simply the finger of the enemy at work. Every arrow of the enemy in your life shall go back to the sender. Shall go back to the sender. Affliction, in the Hebrew language, it means trouble, wickedness, mischief, evil, vanity. Let me tell you, affliction could tie people down. And at the same time, affliction that has been programmed against anyone has an expiry day. Many, many people today are attacked from different angles, but many of them lose hope immediately they begin to face this attack. Why? Because they thought this attack will be there for long, or will override their destiny. No. Whatever you are passing through now, the Bible has given us a kind of guarantee that you shall be delivered from it. Listen to me very well. The Bible says something that if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So you must be strong. You must not faint in the day of adversity. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. It is time for you to now to lift up your faith. Affliction is a irresistible evil and spiritual weight that come against people from the pit of hell. When affliction is upon the life of people, it wants them to be weak. Affliction wants to shake their faith. Affliction wants to slow them down.
Affliction is pain. It can be bodily torment. Affliction is an attack from the kingdom of darkness. Affliction is satanic bombardment on believers with strange and wicked arrow. Sometimes affliction appears like trials and tribulation. But listen to me. Today, whatever may be that affliction in your life, you will be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. I have confidence in the scripture. The Bible says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver the righteous from them all. There's a confidence that you are going to be delivered. Whatever you are passing through now, I command the power of God to fall upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There are prayers we are going to pray today, and I want you to gather yourself together as you pray this prayer. Say, arrow of affliction from my foundation, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction from my foundation, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction from my foundation, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are the Almighty. We appreciate your mercy, your protection of our lives, and we are praying that your glory will cover us and our family in Jesus' name. The oil in the hand of your children, the bottle of water in the hand of your children, this oil and this water shall receive your power. It shall be mixed with the blood of Jesus. It shall receive the fresh fire and fresh anointing. And this oil and this water shall carry the power of Holy Ghost. Through this oil and this water, affliction shall expire. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little from the water or the oil you have. And you pray this prayer very loud. Say, every yoke of affliction inherited from my parents, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction inherited from my parents, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction inherited from my parents, break, break in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anoint your head now. And you shout loud and clear, arrow of affliction hiding in my head, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction hiding in my head, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of affliction hiding in my head, go back to the sender in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say, you garment of affliction, cash fire in the name of Jesus. You garment of affliction, cash fire in the name of Jesus. You garment of affliction, cash fire, cash fire in Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your stomach and you say this one loud and clear. Say, every seed of affliction planted into my life in the dream, there in the name of Jesus. Every seed of affliction planted into my life in the dream, there in the name of Jesus. Every seed of affliction planted into my life in the dream, there in Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, affliction shall not occur the second time. I command every arrow of affliction in your family line to go back to the sender. Every yoke of affliction, break in the name of Jesus. You, the strong man of affliction, assigned to follow that sister, assigned to follow that brother, I bury you alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your hand now. I command your hand to prosper. Say, my hand, receive anointing to prosper. My hands, get out from the cobwebs of darkness. My hands, receive power to make it in the name of Jesus. Anoint your leg and say, my legs, carry me to the place of fulfillment. My legs, you shall not trap my destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There are three prayers I want you to pray with anger now. Pray this prayer very, very well. Say, every sentence of affliction pronounced upon my life from the coven, there in the name of Jesus. Every sentence of affliction pronounced upon my life from the coven, there in the name of Jesus. Every sentence of affliction pronounced upon my life from the coven, there in Jesus' name we pray. Number two, pray very well. Say, every poison of affliction moving around in my blood, come out by fire. Every poison of affliction moving around in my blood, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Transfer your hand to your chest.
I want to address something there. You, the poison of the serpent moving around in that chest. You, the poison of the scorpion moving around in that chest. I address you. Get out of that place. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go back to the sender. Every arrow attacking your lung, arrow attacking your heart, arrow attacking every part of your body, I command the arrow to get out and go back to the sender. Thank you, Father. Now pray this prayer very well. Say, you spirit of death and air, depart from me and my family in the name of Jesus. You spirit of death and air, depart, 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 depart from me and my family. You spirit of death and air, depart in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody may need to pray that prayer for about 10 minutes because you have been having a dream seeing people who are dead in your family appearing to you as if they are still alive. Pray that prayer. Pray, you spirit of death and air, depart from my life. Pray for about 10 minutes and you'll be free from that captivity. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will lay hands upon you. There will be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. All those looking for the fruit of the womb, I challenge the yoke of miscarriage and barrenness in your life. I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You are liberated. By this time next year, you have your twins in your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for as many people who are expecting one document or the other. God Almighty will show you favor and you shall receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who are tied up in sickness. So those who are on their sickbed now, I command you now to receive your healing. Be delivered completely in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all the students who are resuming back in school. God will go with you to school. God will guide you. God will be there for you. You will excel in your academics in the name of Jesus. As you return back to school, the protection of God shall be upon your life. The glory of God will cover you. I pray for all the student writing exam. It shall be well with you. You will excel in your exam in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all businessmen and women in the name that is above all names. Any yoke that is upon your business shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business shall move forward. Your business shall prosper. Your business shall be enlarged. Your business shall move internationally in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Those who have property they want to sell and buyers have not come, I challenge the yoke and the curse on that project, on that business, or on that very particular property. I command the curse to be broken. Be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken now. And I command customer to come and buy it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You have children, you have been praying, and they have not been doing well. Or somebody is using witchcraft to tie them down. Anyone using witchcraft to tie your children down, anyone using witchcraft to attack your children, I command the arrow of witchcraft to get out from the life of your children and go back to those who are tying them down in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command your children to be free. It is well with you. This month shall favor you. This month shall be your month of promotion. You will not lack. It shall be well with all the members of your family. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your request shall receive divine approval and testimony shall appear. I want to really welcome everybody to this month of November. God shall do great work in your life. Just write it down. Before the end of this month, you will give testimony. It is well with you. In case you want to get across to us or you have testimony to share, forward it to my WhatsApp number only. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you. Don't forget, Psalm 91 is very important. Read it in the morning, read it at night. God bless you.